Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Cliff Inico is here, too. Cliffy's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member going back now, 12 years he's been hanging out with us. He's our small business attorney, and we love him for that. He's the author of a number of books that will help you, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, the Small Business Survival Guide. His book on crowdfunding is the Bible on the topic, and that's it's called the Crowdfunding Handbook. I tried to get him to call it the Crowdfunding Bible, but he argued with me. So anyway. He's our good friend, Cliffy. Welcome back.
You bet, Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm the only person in the world who can call him Cliffy. So, and that's only because he can't get to me. He can't reach me. Hey, Cliff. Good. It's good to have you here. A long time ago, a friend of mine said, "Will you help me buy this business? I want to buy this business from this lady, and I need you to help me put it together." So I went with him to do it. And I, you know, one of the things you and I have learned. Is you don't ask, when you're buying a business, you don't ask questions today that you don't need till tomorrow. And you don't ask a question that of a seller that would might cause them to tell you something that's not true if you're going to uncover the truth later. So you have to know which question to ask. But as we were talking to her, I was trying to find out how the business had been doing. You know, I was asking, was it profitable? To find out how we're going to fund this thing. Well, instead of showing me her records, she shows me the diamond rings on her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pushed her a little further, and she showed me her new Cadillac. That tells you how long ago it was. That's back when Cadillacs were remarkable. It's been a long time ago. She showed me her new expensive luxury car. And when I pushed her a little bit further, just a little bit, she told me about the trip she'd gone on, but she didn't have financial records.
Hmm.
And so my friend said, "What do you think?" I said, "I think we should run away."
Yeah.
I said, "Let's don't walk. Let's run away." And you wrote a piece this week about something.
Yeah,
like
I did. Let me follow up on that though. But what was she basing her purchase price on if she didn't have financial records?
Oh, but that's what most small businesses do. They don't have a basis. You know what, regardless of how much the money, how big the business is, if this was a really small business, but regardless of what, you know what the magic number is, right? $1 million. How much you want for
That's
your business?
Right,
I want to meet. In their mind, they think that somebody's going to pay them $1 million for it. And that's what she wanted, you know? And so anyway, what do you think?
Interesting. Well, you know, it's sort of funny. I mean, most businesses, I think, keep really two sets of books. There's the official set of books that they show the government, and then there's what's really living in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of businesses do it like that. Some of them actually go to the trouble of actually keeping two physical sets of books. I've actually seen that in some businesses up here in the Northeast.
Well, sadly, the one set of books that they give to the government is what's on the back of their income tax return. That you know, in the form of their operating sheet and their balance sheet, which is at the end of the year, you know, after 15 months after the year started. Sadly, that's what most of them have instead of real records.
Okay, well, let's start with the basics here. Whenever you're buying a business, you always want to have a good accountant and a good lawyer working with you. And the reason why you need both is because we look at different stuff. The accountants are accustomed to tearing apart the tax returns. The lawyers are accustomed to taking apart all the contracts. Always ask for tax returns going back at least 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stop at the income tax returns. Do the sales, use, employment, payroll, whatever other taxes there are. Make sure you get returns going back at least 3 or 4 or 5 years and tear those suckers apart. Now, if those numbers don't justify the purchase price that the seller wants, then you've got some work to do here. And here's a suggestion, and this is something that I talk about in my article. You might want to consider going to work in the business for 30 days. Push the closing back a couple of months. Go in and work as an unpaid employee and see what goes on in that business every day. You know, stand at the cash register, see what the take is every day.
That works out okay unless the employee, the seller, doesn't want everybody to know that it's that the business is in place. See, because that's one thing that works in some cases, but it doesn't work in a lot of cases, Cliff, because a lot of these sellers are going to want to go way down the line with you before they tell their employees and their customers that the business is going to be sold.
Oh yeah,
you got to watch out for that.
It helps if you don't. Yeah. Oh, you got to watch out for that. So, for example, if you have a son or daughter who's sitting in your basement playing video games all day and you're looking to buy a liquor store, have them go in and work at the store
every day. That's a good way. Because they look real.
You know, no one's going to question them. Getting them
out of the basement is another topic. Hold on to that thought, Cliff. Got to take a quick break. 22, right back with Cliff Innicoe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.